In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
And good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. We are in the house of the Lord in the morning, not in the evening. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Father.
Thank you very much for that nice response to the greeting. We are all being invited and called by God to develop and establish His kingdom here on earth. Jesus taught us to pray. Not only forgiveness was in that prayer, but asking for the forgiveness, asking for God's kingdom to be with us. And there we are from scriptures of today. The kingdom of God is granted to us. And that is how God presence within us. So we are invited by God to be in that kingdom and develop it while we're still here on this earth. Let us, again, before hearing the words of God and be part of this Eucharistic celebration, ask God for His forgiveness. For those many times that we go against God, many times that we open the doors of ourselves to sinfulness, with that true heart of repentfulness, let us ask God to show us His mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I am greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, what I have done, and in what I am failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. Gird your loins and lighten your lamps, and be like the servants who await their master's return from the wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant, and on his arrival, 'Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself.' Have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find him prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." "Lord," then Peter said, "Lord, is the parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food and allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom this master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servants in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the manservants and maidservants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knows his master will, but did not make preparations nor act in accordance with his will, shall be beaten severely, and the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a servant, a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord.
I really like the response of the responsorial psalm that we all sang in responding to the psalms when it was being read. Blessed are those chosen by the Lord, chosen to be his own. And may I ask this question? Is there anyone here who has not been chosen by the Lord? So this means that all of us who receive the sacrament of baptism, are being chosen by the Lord. And after being chosen by the Lord, scriptures clearly told each and every one of us, blessed are you. Blessed are you. What an opportunity from the God who knows how frightened we are. The God who knows how fearful we are. And that's why the first verse of today's gospel tells us that we should know, have that weakness of fearfulness. We should have that strength, courage, strong and complete faith that God is always with each and every one of us. And that's how blessed we are. As I said, the first verse of today's gospel tell us why the gospel is good news. And this is the good news. Jesus calls us his little flock, and we are all lambsheep of that flock. We are all members of that flock of God. We are told not to fear when Jesus let known to us the good news is fear should be away from each and every one of us. Because of our Heavenly Father is pleased to give us the kingdom. Why? Because of the hopeless that we had, the fear that we had. Now the Father see how we act out love, generosity, and kindness. That's why he promised us, as what Jesus told us from the gospel of today, fear not. Why? Because God is granting us that kingdom of heaven so that we can share in, put in something to develop and establish that kingdom of heaven here on earth. So the prayer that Jesus taught us in and through the disciples when they asked to let them know how to pray, not only there is forgiveness, there is atonement of praising God in that same prayer, but the second part of that prayer, Jesus prayed for that kingdom to come as he taught the apostle. Now in and through the Gospel of St. Luke as what we now call the good news is that the kingdom of God is at our hands. And we have to do something as that kingdom is here with us. And if the kingdom is here with us, surely, surely God is present in that kingdom. We are in a world that the pace of life is far quicker than it was at the time of our Lord. Imagine how fast from LA to Hawaii now. Old Asian times, maybe it takes 3 months by boat. Now only 4 to 5 hours. Not only that, here, from here to Carson or to the other side of this, of LA, not even 30 minutes to some who can go more than 100 miles per hour. It's very fast. And even our medications nowadays, the time of Jesus, only Jesus who have that power to cure and healing, that healing can be automatically be with that person who have faith. Nowadays, medications is so fast to give us that healing power of God. And not only that, thinking of our children nowadays, some of our children are faster than ours if we think of the technology that we have. So because of this, life is so fast. It was not the same in the time of Jesus. But God wants us to let what we have to give in building up this kingdom in a fast way. And the fastest way that what God wants us to have to put in that share of yours into the development of this kingdom is through faith and through prayers. We need to put something into it so that your prayerful life enable the other person, your brothers and sisters, do the same, that your prayer and her or his prayer enable that kingdom to develop and grow wider in this world. Usually, when I have seminars on what the celebration of the Mass is, I always use the methodology that the Church now use in this time to explain what Mass or the celebration of the Eucharist really means for us. Mass, if we look at it, is a call from above. The celebration of the Mass itself is a call from God in and through Jesus for each and every one of us. But remember, every call never completes without an answer. Every call completes if there is someone or there's an answer to that call. So if the Mass is a call from above, in and through Jesus, you and I are those who give the answer to that call, so that call will be complete. So the Mass itself is a call from above. And we are the responders of that call. And in responding to that call from God through Jesus, one of the main important things that we who give that answer should be good listeners. And that's one another thing that is mentioned from the gospel of today, and why the gospel is called good news. To be a good listener is to get rid all of those obstacles in our mind, our hearing, and let our ears be attentive to God's word. The Mass itself, as I said, is a call from above. And in and through the different parts of the Mass, if we look at it in those four great parts of the Mass, this methodology of call response, always within that methodology that the Church provides so that Mass can be understandable to each and every one of his flocks or little flock here on earth. An example of it is, we always not aware of that basket passing around during the offertory. We are not aware of, we always ignore it, just a basket to pass. But even that basket is a call from God through the Church. The basket can be a call by asking you or asking your free will. If you put something in, that means you are responding to the call from that basket. Very simple. And if you say amen to the prayers, you are responding to that call. And if you be part of that music that is played and be participate in that singing, you are responding. Methodology that the church provides today challenges us to give an answer to that call. And that's why in and through the gospel and its first verse today, this is all good news for all those who are being blessed and chosen by God to be his own. I never preach long, but now I didn't say what I had prepared. Finally, a group before me. And this is one way of our being part into the flock of God, the little flock of God. This is the sacrament of baptism, where it has been given by the church as a door to all sacraments of the church. I have my own meaning of different sacraments of the church. Baptism is not a one shower for the whole of your life. Yes, we only receive that water of baptism once, but every year, every month, every week, every day, we can shower ourselves in and through that water of baptism by recalling why I received baptism. There would be infants to be baptized not in this month. Parents and godparents, it is your duty to bring up the faith and remind to that kid when she or he grew up that the waters of baptism where we receive in the church, wherever we enter the church, there are water around the church, which reminds you of that showering in and through baptism, so that our sins may be away and the holiness of God should be inserted within us. Parents and godparents, it is your duty to let known to that kid of yours, after your baptism as a young adult or whatever time that you were baptized, you were given that special gift from God, which is the holiness of God. God did not care of who he is. The holiness that he have, it was so special to God, he gave it to each and every one of us. And it is our responsibility to keep hold and maintain that holiness within us. Parents and godparents, it is your duty to remind that son and daughter of yours, the holiness of God is within you. From the time he starts to know and reason things in this world. And also, it is your responsibility to bring him or her and familiarize who she is as a member of the flock of God. Young adults nowadays are very lucky. I was brought up by a mother who sleep with little stones, not big rocks. 4:30 in the morning, she have to wake us up. After three callings of your name, you are not up for the rosary, you will have a stone on your head. Every day. And if you are not answering her rosary in the morning, you have to walk 1 mile from the house to the church. You will never. And what she always wants was, when she arrives at the church with dad, you are there. Not only you are not in the car, but you have to run from here to the church, so that when she is there, you are already in the church. Front pew. And I was brought by that lady day after day until I was so happy to be released from her hands and enter the seminary. But that's how she was. Brothers and sisters, parents and godparents, it's not abusing, but we are trying our very best to familiarize our children to leave the faith of the church. May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
All a word of thanks for each and every one of you who be part of this celebration. May the word that we hear today and the Eucharist that we receive spiritualize ourselves as we work out our plans for this week. May you have a very beautiful week. Thanks to the pianist and our Kendrick Gray, and also thanks to our, what's the other server? To our altar servers. You know, I always, even though you are the only one here, I can challenge you. You heard what I told about my mom and the way she brought me up. And I challenge you. If I die tonight, can you wear this? No one will wear this when I die tonight. So, next 20 years, you invite me for your ordination, okay? The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God be with each and every one of you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.